奉主耶稣圣名啊，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上来谈一谈啊，基督献上永远的赎罪祭。
Tonight the topic we will be talking about is Christ offered the eternal sin offering.
我们请看利未记第十六章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章。
Leviticus chapter 16.
这是我们今天的读经的进度。
This is our Bible reading for today.
那这一章也非常特殊。
This is a very special chapter.
因为这一章有很重要的预表。
Because it has a very important prefiguration.
这一章是赎罪日就是大祭司一年一度为所有的百姓献祭的条例。
This is the Day of Atonement, the once.In a year when the priest offers a sacrifice for all the people.
这一章的信息成为日后他们一年一次全体禁食要在神面前认罪悔改的基本。
And it is one day in the year where they all agree to fast.
所以这一章所讲的道理跟我们今天所得到恩典有关系。
And so the message in this chapter has to do with the grace that we receive today.
我们今天所得到的恩典是因为耶稣基督而来的。
And the grace that we receive today is because the Lord Jesus came.
所以第十六章里面讲了这个赎罪祭大祭司每年献的赎罪祭就是耶稣基督。
So the sin offering that the priest offers here is talking about Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天晚上就从第十六章来看主耶稣基督，他就是更美的祭司更美的祭物。
So tonight we will be talking about how Jesus is the better high priest and the better offering.
他所为我们成就的是更美的救恩。
And what he fulfilled for us is a better salvation.
今天如果没有主耶稣他为我们献上这一次永远的赎罪祭，我们今天就没有办法脱离罪。
If Jesus had not come to offer himself as the eternal sin offering, then we would have no way to remit our sins.
虽然我们可能常常会想起我们是有过犯，我们是不完全的。
Sometimes we think that we are transgressors and we are imperfect.
但是如果不是主耶稣他来成就这个永远的救恩，我们今天就在这个罪的循环当中不断的觉得自己很无力也觉得人生没有希望。
If Lord Jesus did not come to offer himself as a sin offering, we would feel that life is very hopeless.
那从第一章利未记一直读到第十六章这其实也是很重要的一章。
So if we read up to Leviticus 16, it's a very important chapter.
因为到这一章之后，等于是一个段落结束。
Because after this chapter is the end of a section.
也就是说从一开头的献祭的条例一直到这个十六章赎罪日的这一个赎罪祭是描述我们今天跟神人要跟神保持关系的基本条例。
From the offerings up till the Day of Atonement is talking about keeping a relationship with God.
我们人要进到神面前要按照神的方式要在神面前能够认罪承认自己的过犯。
In order for a person to come before God, they need to do it in God's way, and they have to come before God and repent.
我们人要跟神保持关系，要按照神的方法。
In order to maintain a relationship with God, we need to do it according to God's method.
那我们所敬拜这位神又是圣洁的神。
And the God that we worship is a holy God.
那所以我们要从这个献祭的条里面去看到，人要尽心尽力尽性的来。爱主我们的神。
And from these offerings, we see that people need to love God with all their hearts and souls and minds.
也就是说，要把那个最好的献在神面前。
They need to bring the best before God.
所以我们看到，他献祭的条例里面基本上都要求把那个没有残疾的祭牲呢献在主的面前。
So many of the details of the offerings say that we need to bring something without blemish to the Lord.
那从第一章到第十六章，我们看到他。中间有一个段落是专门讲到圣洁的生活。
From chapter 1 to 16, there's a part that talks about a life of holiness.
那这个圣洁包括我们饮食上的洁净。
And holiness also includes eating.
那我们个人身体的洁净。
and bodily cleanliness.
那我们的生活环境的保持圣洁。
And the environment we live in.
所以我们看到这一个段落一到十六章，就是我们今天人跟神之间要保持关系的一个重要的指导原则。
So from 1 to 16, it says how we should
保持跟神的关系。
Or maintain a relationship with God.
那从十七章以后到最后呢？
So starting from chapter 17.
那这个就是强调我们今天要有的跟人之间的关那个圣洁的关系。
It talks about holiness in our interactions among people.
也就是说，人跟人相处要如何用神的圣洁为原则来保持和谐，用神的圣洁的原则来保持跟人跟人之间和谐的关系。
You need to, according to God's holiness, you need to.
可以有很和谐的，很 harmonious.
Have a harmonious relationship.
我们所以最后一定要爱人如己。
So we need to love others.
也就是说，我们要看到神他律法的要求，就是要我们人在这个世上能够有一个得蒙神喜悦的生活。
And God requires of us to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
所以十七章以后，基本上都跟我们跟人相处有关系。
So starting from chapter 17 onward, talks about our interactions with people.
那神的他的给我们的规矩，包括我们的生活的方式，我们生活作息的这些节日。
So the standards God has for us also includes our daily living.
好，所以我们可以很简单的说，后面的下半段呢，就是有关于爱人如己这部分了。
So we can simply say that the chapters onward are talking about loving other people.
所以到第十六章。
So in chapter 16.
我们先看一下第二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
每逢七月初十日，你们要刻苦己心啊，无论是本地人，是寄居在你们中间的外人，什么工都不可做啊，这要做你们永远的定例。
29. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you.
30节。
30.
因为在这日要为你们赎罪使你们圣洁洁净。你们要在主面前得以洁净脱尽一切的罪愆。
For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord.
31节，这日你们要守为圣安息日，要刻苦己心，这为永远的定例。
It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever.
所以这一天就成为全体百姓一起在神面前认罪求神赦免得洁净的日子了。
So on this day, all the people together come before God to repent.
那这一天要成为圣安息日，要以圣安息日的这个规矩 来遵守。
And it is a Sabbath of solemn rest.
所以就是要很重，这一天非常重视。
So it's a very important day.
那这一天要刻苦己心，就是要明白自己在神面前的这个地位，我们在神面前的身份。
And it says you need to afflict your souls, which means you need to recognize your status before God.
也就是说，今天我们在圣洁的神面前，我们有过犯，我们要承认。
Before God, we have sin that we need to confess.
但是借着大祭司所献的这个赎罪祭，我们可以在神面前重新得到一个平安的心。
But through the sin offering that the priest offers, we can again receive a peaceful heart.
圣洁公义的神，慈爱怜悯的神他会原谅我们的过犯。
Our righteous and merciful God will forgive our sins.
所以这个赎罪日就成为一个新的开始。
So the Day of Atonement is a new beginning.
过去这一年所有人的犯的错误都在这一天得到神的赦免。
All the sins that they committed in the past year will be remitted by God.
但是接下去又是新的一年。
But after this is a new year.
但是在这个新的这个日常生活当中，人继续不断的犯罪。
But in their lives they continue to sin.
所以如果没有主耶稣基督来救赎，人就是在这样的一个犯罪赎罪的循环当中度过的。
So if Lord Jesus had not come, people would be living a cycle of sinning and repenting.
最后人就是这样子，一生就结束。
And their lives would end like that.
那我们有时候想想，这样的人生其实上是很没有确定感的，就很不真实。
And this kind of life is very uncertain.
因为不知道说我们这样人的罪到最后神会不会原谅。
Because we do not know if our sins will be forgiven by God.
我们到底有没有资格进入神他所预备的那圣洁公义的国度？
Are we really qualified to enter into the eternal rest God has for us?
那但是我们今天因着耶稣基督来了以后，
But after Lord Jesus has come,
我们看到赎罪记里面这个第十六章所记载的这个赎罪日，我们就看到主的恩典了。
We see in the Day of Atonement is God's grace.
因为第十六章一开始他这样说。
Because in the beginning of chapter 16,
我们现在请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
亚伦的两个儿子进到主面前死了，死了之后神就晓谕摩西说。
Verse 1, Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要告诉你哥哥亚伦，不可以随时进圣所的幔子内，到柜上的施恩座前，免得他死亡，因为我要从云中显现在施恩座上。
And the Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat.
那这两节圣经，其实我们如果从利未记第十章看，就看到之前所发生的事情了。
In these two verses, if we look back at chapter 10, we see what happened before.
这就是亚伦的两个儿子，他们在圣所献上燔火的时候，被从神面前出来的火烧灭的这个事情。
In chapter 10, the two sons of Aaron offered profane fire, so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them.
那他们两个在圣所的地方在服侍神的当中就死了。
And in the holy place, while they were serving God, they died.
那这个时候，你看神特别要摩西转达给亚伦，就是做大祭司的亚伦。
So at this time, the Lord spoke to Moses a message for Aaron, who was the high priest.
他说：“你不可以随时进圣所的幔子内去了。”
He said, "You cannot come just at any time into the holy place."
不可以到耶柜前、施恩的宝座前，不可以随便进去。
You cannot go to the mercy seat at any time.
好，因为免得你死亡。
Unless you die.
那表示说，在这之前，其实祭司他们应该是随时都可以进到圣所，进到耶柜前幔子内。施恩座前的
，which is to say that before this time, the priests were able to go to the holy place and before the mercy seat whenever.
那因为当人如果没有真的很谨慎遵行神所吩咐的，很有可能会被神击杀。
Because if people are not careful to follow the commands of the Lord, then they can
就没命了，因为这是神设立祭司制度的开头。
Because this is when God established the priesthood.
那 也是一开始人没办法了解说，神是这么严厉的神，他们以为神是应该是好说话的。
People did not understand that God is very strict.
也就是说，人不了解神他的要求。
They did not understand God's requirements.
人时常低估了神对圣洁的要求。
They did not see God's standards of holiness.
也就是说，人 underestimate.
They underestimated.
也就是说，不了解说神其实他的标准是觉得很高的。
They didn't see that God's standards are actually very high.
那当时候，你看祭司他们就随便的把没有按照神的方式从祭坛上取火，把一般的火就献在这个香炉上进到神面前。
So the priests they offered fire that was profane.
因为第十二节特别有说到
，In verse 12 it says，
拿香炉要从神面前坛上盛满火拿一根捣一盆捣细的香料带到幔子内去。
It says they shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord with his hands full of sweet incense。
然后到神面前，到幔子内，到至圣所里面再把这个火把香放在火上面，然后就有这个烟在至圣所里面。
And they should bring it inside the veil and put the incense of fire before the Lord.
那这个烟云会遮盖法柜上的施恩座，那这个时候神才从这个施恩座向人启示讲话。
And the cloud of incense will cover the mercy seat, and at that time God will speak to people.
那如果没有这样的如果没有这样的一个过程，那人就没办法存活。
But if It was not according to this process that people could not bring.
当时候第十章描述的就是亚伦的两个儿子，他们按照自己的方式来侍奉神，就死了。
So in chapter 10, when the two sons of Aaron offered fire according to their own way, they died.
所以现在从这个时候开始神他告诉祭司要如何进到施恩宝座前来为百姓赎罪。
So here, God told the priests how they should come in before the mercy seat to.
那就变成以后一年只有一次能够进到施恩座前了。
And now it was they could only come before the mercy seat one time.
那如果进到施恩座前，一定是要带着血要来为百姓赎罪的。
And if they come before the mercy seat, they have to bring blood.
而且不是其他的祭司可以进，一定是只有大祭司可以进去而已。
And not just any priest, but only the high priest could enter.
所以接下去神就把这样一个进到施恩座前的这个规矩定得非常详细。
So God gave very detailed instructions of when to come before the mercy.
谁可以去
？Who can go？
什么时候去
？What time they can go？
进去的时候要带什么
？What they should bring when they go？
带进去的东西要如何做
？And what they should do with the things they bring？
之后神才会来赦免人的过犯。
And only then will God remit people.
所以神就把这个所有的条例都向当时候的摩西亚伦说明了。
So God revealed all these things to Moses and Aaron.
所以第十六章就是变成了今天我们如果按照旧约的律法要进到神面前罪得赦免的一个很繁琐的过程。
So chapter 16 describes how we would
要罪得赦免的过的这个
Oh, how our sins would be remitted in the Old Testament.
我们如果读这一章，我们会发现说这里面好多手续。
If we read this chapter, we see there are a lot of.
真的是非常的，你要非常的小心，每一步都要记住应该怎么做。
You have to be very careful.
如果没有照这个方式做，人就没办法存活。
And if you do not do according this way, you.
祭司可能就死了。
And the priest will die.
百姓的罪没有办法被神赦免。
And the sins of the people will not be forgiven.
那如果神不赦免人的过犯，人在这个罪里面一定死亡。
And if their sins are not forgiven, then they will die in sin.
那是如果照神的方式做。
But if they do according to
God's way, 神就要赦免人的过犯。
Then God will forgive their sins.
可是这样的一个献祭的过程，却每年都要做。
But they need to do this every year.
你就知道说，如果今天我们还活在旧约的时代，你看我们的生活会是什么样的样子呢
？So, what would our lives be like if we lived in the Old Testament?
我们就会发现说，这真的是有时候我们会觉得很不自由，也活在恐惧战境里面。
We would live in without freedom and in fear.
但是感谢主，主耶稣来了以后，把这一切都把它成全了。
But thank God when Lord Jesus came, He fulfilled all these things.
所以我们看到现在在利未记里面所记载这一些献祭的条例。
So all these details given in Leviticus.
本来是非常的让我们存着恐惧、很害怕的心，甚至都没有办法、没有资格到神面前来的。
Originally we lived in fear and could not come before.
但是现在我们却可以因着耶稣基督，时常不管随时都能够进到神施恩宝座前了。
But through Lord Jesus we can come before the mercy seat at any time.
那这个叫做恩典。
And this is grace.
这个叫做释放。这个叫做 release. 这个就是神给我们的恩典呢。
This is the grace God gave.
让我们从这个束缚里面被释放出来的。
We can be released.
那所以我们如果仔细看第十六章里面的这些道理。
So if we look carefully at chapter 16,
第三节以后到第十节
from verse 3 to verse 10,
这是神告诉这个神借着摩西跟亚伦说他要现在要执行大祭司的这个职分的时候应该准备的工作。
God through Moses told Aaron what he should prepare.
他要怎么样来为自己赎罪，然后也要为百姓赎罪。
How he should offer for himself and for the people.
一年一次这个为全体百姓赎罪的这个过程应该怎么执行才会有效？
The process of offering which will be effective to remit sin.
所以大祭司他要先穿上这个祭司的服装。
So the high priest needs to put on the linen.
当这个
garment.
那现在这个祭司的袍子，我们如果看这一次亚伦所穿戴的跟他那个华丽的外袍没有穿上，就是这个时候亚伦他事实上是就像一个祭司一样在神面前要求赦免。
Aaron is like a
他所穿的服装跟大祭司那个华丽的衣服是有差别的。
there is a difference between what Aaron wears here and a high priest.
他当时没有穿上这个很华丽的这个外袍，他只有穿内袍。
He only wore the linen tunic.
好，那外面的那一件很美的以弗德上面带的所有的东西，那个装备都没有带。
And the ephod that he usually wears, he did not wear.
他要照着神的要求啊这样子穿戴。
And he needs to do this according to God's
instructions. 然后他要用水洗身。
He needs to wash his body in water.
要让自己洁净之后穿上圣服。
And when he is clean, then he shall put them on.
然后之后他要进到神面前为自己赎罪。
And then he needs to offer for himself.
然后为百姓赎罪。
And then for the people.
那在这一段里面的第八节。
And verse 8.
他特别为了百姓的赎罪有两只的公山羊。
There are two goats that he needs to offer.
那这两只公山羊一只是要研究归给神的，一只要归给阿撒谢勒的。
One lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat.
那这一只被抽到要归给神的，就是要被宰杀。
And the one that is for the Lord is to be killed.
那一只要归给阿撒谢勒，就是要最后要放到旷野里面去。
And the scapegoat will be released into the wilderness.
那所以这个阿撒谢勒其实的意思就是要遗弃的，要放走的山羊。
So the scapegoat is the one that is released.
也就是说，要把百姓全体百姓所犯的过错，都由这一头羊来承担，然后让它消失。
So all the sins of the people will be carried on this scapegoat, and he will be released.
也就是说，意表的说，我们今天人所有的百姓的罪，由这一头羊承担之后，它就不见了。
So it represents how the sins are taken by the scapegoat and it is gone.
那这只羊它所承载着所有百姓的罪，其实它不是消失，它是不见的，只是跑到旷野去，我们看不见而已。
It's not actually that the scapegoat and the sins were gone, but they could not see it anymore.
就好像我们今天的罪我们所犯的罪并不是消失。
Just like our sins today does not disappear.
而是今天神不再给我们看见而已，不让我们再看见了。
But God does not let us see.
也就是说，神把它遮掩了。
God covers them.
所以这个就是一个预表。
So this is a prefiguration.
所以这两只羊，它为百姓所做的赎罪祭，基本上都是预表性的。
So these goats that are as a sin offering, they are prefiguration.
那第十六章从第十一节到第十节，我们看到的是祭司要先为自己赎罪。
And from verse 11, we see that the priest needs to offer for himself first.
他要先进到至圣所面，到至圣所面去。
He needs to go to the
按着神的方式赎罪。
And offer according to God's will.
之后他出来为百姓赎罪。
And after that, he needs to offer for the people.
所以15节到19节就是为百姓赎罪的过程。
So from 15 to 19 is the process of offering for the people.
那为百姓赎罪，他有三个重点。
And there are three points in his offering.
他要为圣所赎罪。
He needs to offer for the make atonement for the sanctuary.
那也要为这个会幕整个会幕赎罪。
He needs to make atonement for the whole tabernacle.
也要为祭坛赎罪。
And also for the altar.
为什么
？Why？
你看他为百姓赎罪，为百姓赎罪的这个描述呢，在第十六节说。
So in verse 16 it says,
他说他因为以色列人诸般的污秽过犯就是他们一切的罪愆，当这样在圣所行赎罪之礼，并因废墓在他们污秽之中，也要照样而行。
Because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions for all their sins, and so he shall do for the tabernacle meeting which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness.
这里说所有百姓他们的污秽罪过。
Here it talks about the uncleanness and transgression.
这是人所犯的。
That the people sinned.
那他说现在圣所圣所当这样在圣所行赎罪之礼，就是进到神面前去为百姓的过犯赎。
He needs to make atonement for the holy place.
那现在这个会幕又在他们当中，这个百姓又是犯错的。
And the tabernacle is among them, and they are also unclean.
那所以现在这个会幕在他们污秽当中也要被赎，也要被洁净。
So the tabernacle meeting also needs to have atonement.
这个会幕就好像今天神的家一样。
So the tabernacle is like
神的会幕就在百姓的正中间。
Like the house of God, it is among the people.
现在百姓他们犯错。
And now the people sinned.
就好像这个神的家在这个污秽的这个环境当中。
is like the house of God being amidst this uncleanness.
所以这个时候，你看要借着这个赎罪献赎罪祭来得洁净。
So through the sin offering, it needs to, be atoned.
被洁净 clean.
Cleaned.
然后第十，我们看第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
他出来以后，他说要在神面前的坛那里，在坛上行赎罪之礼。
And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it.
啊，就是因为第十九节说要把这个祭坛也把它洁净。
Verse 19, he also needs to clean this.
他说用指头把血弹在坛上七次，洁净了坛，从坛上除掉以色列人诸般的污秽，使坛成圣。
He shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it, and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel.
我们看第二十节，
亚
伦又为圣所和会幕并坛献完了赎罪祭，就要把那只活的公山羊奉上。
And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat.
好，所以现在这个赎罪祭基本上，它三个内涵就是要为圣所、为会幕、为祭坛。献赎罪祭的。
So the sin offering is to make atonement for the holy place, the tabernacle meeting, and the altar.
然后之后把这一只啊，这个要放走的啊，这一头羊呢，他说两手按在羊的头上，承认以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯，就是他们一切的罪愆，把这个罪都归在这个羊的头上，借着所派之人的手，把他送到旷野去。
So he needs to.Lay both of his hand on the head of the live goat, confess over all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions.
第二十二节说，要把这只羊放在旷野，这羊要担当他们一切的罪孽，带到无人之地。
And verse 22 says, the goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness.
所以就是最后所有的人的罪，就是由这只羊归给阿撒谢的羊，把它移走了。
So the scapegoat will bear on itself all the iniquities and go away.
那所以我们看到这样的一个过程，其实重点就是要让这个罪不要再被纪念。
So the important point is that sin will not be remembered.
今天这样的一个很繁琐的很每一年都要重复做的这个献祭主耶稣来为我们承担的。
And this offering that they need to make every year, the Lord fulfilled.
我们现在读了十六章以后
，and after we read chapter 16,
其实如果我们对照希伯来书里面的道理
，if we also look at Hebrews,
我们就会看到它这里面真的在讲的道理是什么了。
We'll see the teaching in this.
我们现在请大家翻开希伯来书第九章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章他一开头就告诉我们现在有一个礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕第一节。
Verse 1 says there's a first covenant that had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary.
那这个就是在利未记里面所记载的这个会幕。
And this is the tabernacle.
那我们看到第二节说这个有第一层的圣所里面有灯台、桌子、陈设饼。
And in the tabernacle was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread.
然后第三节
，verse three，
第二个幔子就是幔子之后有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所。
And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
那在这个至圣所里面，他说有金香炉、有约柜柜里面有神玛瑙的金冠和亚伦发芽过的杖，还有两块约板。
And in the most holy place, there's the golden censer, the Ark of the Covenant, which had the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that put it.
那第五节说，柜上面有荣耀基路伯的形的影照着圣座，这几件我现在不能够一一细说。
And verse 5 says, and above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak.
那这个就是在希伯来书里面他所提到的这个会幕的摆设。
So Hebrews describes the tabernacle.
那这里面有关的会幕跟利未记里面所记载的是有点差异的。
It's a little bit different.
在跟利未记所记载的了。
From the one recorded in Leviticus.
因为这个至少香炉已经移到至圣所里面去了。
Because the golden censer was moved into the.
本来放在约柜前的东西，现在都移到约柜里面去了。
And all the things that were near the the Ark of the Covenant are now inside of it. 就好像
现在都更进一层。
Like everything moved one step up.
那他特别提到，他说这里面有很多细节。这个希伯来书作者说，我没办法一一的这样子详细的说明。
And the author of Hebrews says, we cannot speak of these things in detail. Right?
因为这个就是祭司他们在每一年要献祭的时候，进到神面前所要做的一些细节。
Because these are the details of the what the priest had to do once a year.
第七章，第七节他说，第二层的帐幕，大祭司一年一次进去。
And verse 7 says, the high priest went alone once a year.
那他说进去的时候一定是带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。
And he had to bring blood which he offered for himself and for the people's sins.
第八节
verse 8,
他说圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕能存得的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。
The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing.
第九节
verse 9,
那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能够叫礼拜人得以完全。
It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience.
那这个就是献祭，就包括第十六章里面这个赎罪日献祭的条例。
So this includes the sin offering.
其实都是一个表样，就是一个预备的规矩而已。
It was only symbolic.
对，那是现在就良心来说，我们人的罪没有办法因为这样子每年献的这些祭得到洁净的了。
We could not become clean from these offerings.
人的内心还是会一直犯错，没有办法完全。
People are not yet perfect.
第十节说
，Verse ten，
这些事连那饮食和诸般洗涤的条的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到振兴的时候为止。
Concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation.
那这个就说明这个献祭的条例、饮食的条例、洁净的条例都到了都是暂时的。
So the foods and drinks and various washings and fleshly ordinances were temporary.
都是属肉体的。
They were all of the flesh.
都是物质上的。
They are all material.
他说这个它的功用都到了振兴的时候，就是到基督耶稣来的时候为止。
And they were imposed until the time of Reformation.
好，因为等到主耶稣来了，第十一节说。
Verse 11 says.
主耶稣就做了将来美事的大祭司啊，要经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这些世界的。
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is not of this creation.
那他说第十二节，不是用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Verse 12, not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
其实接下去他的信息就是在说明，主耶稣基督就是这个更美的大祭司。
And the message after this is that Christ is the better high priest.
主耶稣他现在为所有的人类献上赎罪祭。
He offered a sin offering for all people.
他不是带牛羊的血，是带自己的血进入的。
And not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood.
好，所以第十四节说。
So verse 14 says.
基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
我们看到的是主耶稣基督，他是那个更美的大祭司。
So Lord Jesus is the better high priest.
他是站在神跟人之间的中保。
He is the mediator between God and man.
所以他做了更美的中保。
And he is the better mediator.
那他本身也是这个祭物。
And he himself is also this offering.
所以他用他自己的血来为所有的世人赎罪。
So with his own blood, he made an offering for all people.
因为要让罪得赦免，没有用血是达不到的。
Because nothing can be purified without.
因为第二十二节说，旧律法说，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Because verse 22 says, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
今天主耶稣基督也是那个更美的祭物。
So Lord Jesus is also the better offering.
他要亲自用他自己的血来救赎，来让我们的罪得过罪犯 啊、得到赦免。
He uses his own blood for sins to receive remission.
他自己、啊、是祭司，也是祭物。
He is the high priest and also the offering.
他一次献上就永远有效。
He offered himself once for all and it is always effective.
好，所以我们直接看第二十八节。
So if we look at verse 28.
像这样，基督既然一次献、啊、一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪、啊、无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation.
那这个就是、啊、今天、啊、主耶稣基督、啊、他就是那永远的赎罪祭。
So Lord Jesus is the eternal sin offering.
他用他自己的宝血、啊、为我们的人的罪、啊、承担了这个代价。
He uses his own precious blood to pay the price for our sins.
那所以我们今天、啊在神面前，就是因着耶稣的献祭，我们、啊、可以在神面前坦然无惧了。
So through his offering before God, we can.
我们不用害怕。
We don't need to have fear.
因为我们的罪、啊、已经被赦免。
Because our sins are already remitted.
所以主耶稣基督、啊、他的这个祭物，他被献上的永远有效。
So the offering that Lord Jesus offered is always effective.
他将来还要来。再出现 再一次的显现在世人眼前
And he will appear a second time.
那时候就与罪无关因为他已经一次献上就永远有效
apart from sin because he offered himself
再来的时候就是要拯救我们进入他的国度了
and the next time is for salvation to bring us to his eternal kingdom
所以在第九章希伯来书第九章
so in Hebrews chapter 9
他谈到主耶稣基督他是这个祭物
it says how Jesus is this offering
他所成就的是从属灵的角度去看的
And what he has fulfilled is according to spirit.
因为借着永远的灵就是借着神的灵借着圣灵
through the eternal spirit which is the Holy Spirit
那这个在律法里面、啊、所记载的这个献祭的条例因着圣灵的成就今天在耶稣基督里面成全的这个属灵的救恩了
So according to the Old Testament、
啊、就是按照这个献祭的条例现在耶稣基督一借着圣灵你看他成就了这一切救恩
Also, according to the details of the Old Testament and through the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus offered himself for us.
那所以第十章希伯来书第十章呢
So in Hebrews chapter 10,
我们看到他接下去第一节说
In verse 1, it says,
律法是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能够借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach perfect.
第三节说
Verse 3
这些祭物是要叫人每年想起罪来
But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year.
第四节
Verse 4
公牛山羊的血断不能除罪
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins.
那就让我们了解说利未记十六章他所记的这个赎罪祭每年献的这些规矩其实从赎罪的角度来看、啊、是无功效的。
So here it tells us that in Leviticus 16, the sin offering it was not effective.
因为它只是让我们想起罪。
It only reminds us of sin.
它没有办法让我们能改变。
But could not change a person.
因为人还是会不断的犯错。
Because people will continue to sin.
啊，但是啊，这一个其实只是一个啊过渡期而已。献祭这只是一个过渡
This is only a
temporary. 等到耶稣来了以后
when Jesus comes,
我们就会了解说为什么会描述这些很细节的、啊、献祭的条例
Then we can understand why there are so many details
因为都是要成就在耶稣的身上
They will all be fulfilled in Lord Jesus
主耶稣 他为我们所献的这个永远的赎罪祭
the eternal sin offering that Lord Jesus offered for us
其实是要让我们明白我们今天借着耶稣基督
It's for us to understand that through Lord Jesus.
本来我们没有办法进到施恩宝座前的，现在这个路通了。
Before we could not enter before the mercy seat, but we can now.
本来一年一次大祭司才可以进入。
Before the high priest could only enter once a year.
但是现在主耶稣来了以后
，But after Lord Jesus,
我们就可以直接到他面前来。
We can just come before him.
这是要付代价的。
And this is there was a price to.
就是耶稣基督自己要付上的代价，他为我们付，甘愿为我们付上的代价。
And Lord Jesus paid the price himself.
哦，所以当主耶稣来了以后，我们看到一切都更新了。
So after Lord Jesus came, everything is made new.
第十章他就一直强调主耶稣基督他所给我们的恩典。
And verse 10 talks about the grace that Lord Jesus gave us.
所以献祭的条例其实它所很多旧约里面都预表着耶稣基督。
So many of the details of the offerings actually point to Lord Jesus.
第五节，我们看第十章第五节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 5.
基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，因为你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪是你不喜欢的。第五节第六节。
Verse 5 and 6, therefore when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure.
这一段圣经 是在诗篇四十篇第六节的。
And this is in the book of Psalms.
哦，四十篇。
Oh, Psalm 40.
那这里其实当时候已经在预言，如果我们对照看诗篇四十篇的跟希伯来书第十章啊。
If we compare Psalms 40 and Hebrews chapter 10,
本来在诗篇里面是说，你已经给我开动我的耳朵。
In Psalm 40, it says you have opened my ears.
我们如果看诗篇第四十篇呢？
Let's look at Psalm 40.
我们看这一段它的道理啊。
Let's look at the teaching.
四十篇第六节。
Psalm 40, verse 6.
诗篇四十篇第六节。
Psalm 40, verse 6.
这是大卫的诗在预言耶稣基督的救恩的。
This is a psalm of David that is prophesying of Lord Jesus.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, my ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you did not require.
但是现在在希伯来书里面他说你给我预备了身体。
But in Hebrews 10 it says, but a body you have prepared for me.
所以这开通耳朵现在在希伯来书里面变成预备身体。
So my ears you have opened, turned.
那这个身体就是为了要成全救恩的。
And this body is for salvation.
这是耶稣基督他成为肉身就是神道成肉身。
Lord Jesus is God in the flesh.
他来了是要照神的旨意行。
And he came to fulfill.
所以主耶稣不是来真的像属世的大祭司来献祭。
So Jesus did not come to be an actual high priest to offer
来 献上牛羊这些祭物
to offer bulls and
因为他这里说燔祭赎罪祭是神不喜欢的
because here it says sacrifice and offering God did not desire
但是现在神要什么
but what does God desire
第七节
verse 7
就是无罪的这个羔羊带罪的羔羊要完成神的旨意
is for 七节
第七节这里第十章耶稣基督是来成就神的旨意的
Lord Jesus came to fulfill the will of God
他不是只是来 献这些祭物
He did not come to just
所以你看主耶稣他的身份特殊
so
他是很特殊的身份
He has a very special status
他是神自己要成为人
He's God himself who has become a man.
带着肉体
with flesh,
要把他自己献上
to offer himself.
然后流出宝血来让我们在神面前罪患得以赦免过患可以被赦免
and to shed his blood so our sins can be forgiven.
所以第十章第七节说那时我说神啊我来了我要照你的旨意行我的事在经卷上已经记载了
So Hebrews 10 verse 7 says,Then I said, Behold, I have come, and the volume of the book is written of me to do your will, O God.
也就是说，主耶稣他现在道成肉身，他带着肉体，要照神的旨意要把自己献上。
So Jesus came in the flesh so he could do the will of God to offer himself.
所以主耶稣他在世上传福音的时候，他一直强调一件事情。
So when Lord Jesus was on the earth and preaching the gospel,
他所做的都是为了要，都是从天父那边领受的。
Everything he did was what he received from
都是照着天父的旨意。
It was all according to the will of God.
那主耶稣的这个救恩在旧约的经节里面都预言好的。
And his salvation was all prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以第九节第十章第九节。
So chapter 10 verse 9 it says.
或又说我来了为要照你的旨意行，可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。
Then he said, Behold, I have come to do your will, God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second.
也就是说神的这个救恩在旧约的时代都已经预言好的。
So God's salvation plan was actually prophesied in the Old Testament already.
主耶稣来就一一的把它实现。
And Lord Jesus one by one fulfilled those prophecies.
第十节说，我们凭这旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Verse 10 it says, By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以主耶稣一次的献上他的身体。
So Jesus Christ offered his body once for all. 让我们
借着他可以成为圣洁。
That through him we can become sanctified.
第十二节。
Verse 11.
基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。十二节。
Verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
第十三节，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Verse 13. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool.
十四节，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远成完全。
For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
所以借着耶稣基督一次的献祭，今天我们可以在神面前变成完全。
So through the one sacrifice of Lord Jesus, we can become perfect.
我们可以在神面前成为圣洁。
We can be holy before God.
第十五节说，圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过啊，圣灵说过的。
Verse 15, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us for after he had said before.
第十六节说，主啊，主说，从那些日子以后，我要与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。
Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds I will write them.
十七节，以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
Verse 17, then he adds their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
十八节，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。
18, now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin.
那这一段是记载在耶利米书三十一章的。
So this is recorded in Jeremiah 31.
那这个就是今天主耶稣基督他所做的，在旧约圣经一一预言好的。
And these are the prophecies of.
主耶稣他现在成全了这个永远的赎罪祭。
Lord Jesus fulfilled the eternal sin offering.
他自己也成为那个大祭司。
And he himself has become the high priest.
所以在基督耶稣里面，我们现在跟着他可以进到施恩宝座前。
So in Lord Jesus, with him we can come before the mercy seat.
今天我们看了赎罪日的这一个条例。
So if we look at the details of the day of
atonement, 其实我们要很感谢主耶稣的救赎。
We should be very thankful for the salvation of Lord Jesus.
今天如果没有主耶稣为我们开了这一条又新又活的道路，我们人是不可能得到神的怜悯。
If it was not for the new and living way that Jesus opened for us, we could not come
before. 我们内心的这个亏欠也没有办法得到洁净。
And the guiltiness of our conscience cannot be clean.
所以现在我们如果明白主耶稣已经为我们成就这一切。
So if we understand that Jesus fulfilled all these things for us.
第二十二节，我们直接看第二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
今天我们的罪过借着耶稣基督宝血的这个洗礼，我们都得洁净。
So through baptism, we are now all clean.
我们现在在神面前也可以成圣。
And we can be holy before God.
那现在存着诚心就是这个存着这个真实的心，充足的信心来到神面前。
And we should draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith.
第二十三节说，坚守我们所承认的指望。
23 says we should hold fast the confession of our hope.
因为应许我们的是信实的，这是我们这位神是诚实的。
For he who promises faithful, so the God that promised us.
第二十四节又说，要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
24 and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
二十五节。你们不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
主耶稣他为我们献上这永远的赎罪祭之后，
After Jesus has offered the
我们今天一定要抓住这样的一个宝贵的恩典。
We need to hold on to this grace.
用诚心信心来到他面前。
With faith, we need to come before Him.
抓住我们永远，我们有可以在，我们有一个盼望，就是我们将来可以进入他国度的啊，这个指望。
And we need to hold fast the confession of our hope, which is that we can enter.
那我们在这个当下这个生活彼此劝勉。
And we should exhort one another.
我们大家可以激发爱心，能够来执行神所吩咐的。
And stir up love and good works.
那我们不断的借着聚集啊，来互相勉励。
And we should continue to encourage one another.
一直到主耶稣再来，来接我们进入他的国度那一天为止。
Until Jesus comes again to receive us into His kingdom.
所以我们一直都能够保持圣洁。
So that we can always remain holy.
我们会很珍惜主耶稣他救赎的恩典。
And we will cherish His salvation.
那弟兄姐妹，我们互相勉励。我们有人在劝勉的时候，其实我们都会发现，我们的过犯，其实主耶稣愿意承担。
And when we encourage one another, we see
主耶稣会愿意赦免我们的。
That Jesus is willing to forgive us.
所以我们不可以失望。
So we cannot lose hope.
因为当我们如果我们失望的时候，表示我们对主耶稣献上的永远的赎罪祭没有信心。
Because when we lose hope, we show that we do not have faith in.
他是我们奇妙的救主。
He is our.
他是我们最好的祭司。
He is the best high priest.
我们在他里面一直都有指望。
And in Him, we can always have hope.
所以恳求圣灵带领我们。
So we ask the Holy
Spirit. 那我们没有停止聚会。
That we never forsake.
我们一定是彼此劝勉，互相激励。
The assembling of ourselves and continue to exhort one another.
让我们的信心更坚定。
So our faith can become strong.
也愿意去传播主耶稣，他是为我们所做的这一切。主耶稣所给我们的恩典。我们愿意去传主耶稣的恩典。
And we are willing to preach the grace that.
所以让这个教会能够更多的。主的羊都能够聚在一起来领受他的祝福。
So more of his sheep can come before him and enjoy his blessings.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
426首。
426.